That was kind of an interesting and unexpected podcast yesterday. I just kind of was hit and miss, randomly going around about different things. You know, you know what we need to do? We need to do Q&A. I need to take questions from people. That's what I need to do. But you, my beloved audience of approximately 330, with approximate, maybe just under 100 loyal listeners. This has been fun. I feel like I know you, even though I have no idea who you are, because I watch the numbers come in. I go on YouTube. I see comments on various videos. And we are where we are now. In our relationship, whatever that is, and as this podcast gets bigger, what I'm able to do with you will grow, because if it gets larger, then I can put out something on YouTube or something, and I can say, hey, I'm going to do Q&A on the podcast. Tell me, are there any questions you want to address or talk about? Or I could go on Instagram. I could say, ask me questions and look at Instagram questions. Those are all, yeah, as it grows, we can do more. But we haven't grown as much as we will yet, and we'll be there when we are. So in the meantime, Taiwan's virus outbreak, what's happened recently is that the number of new cases kind of surged up a little bit, and then it's kind of backed off a little bit, because the Taiwanese are such careful people, and we have been implementing more safety precautions recently. And whenever there's bad news, the government doesn't even have to tell people to be careful. They'll just automatically wash their hands more. They'll just automatically go out less. They'll just automatically wear masks more and get finicky about masks. They're just a wise, respectful people. There's no big deal. I was talking with Jed. Jed is the first witness. I'm the second. I was just talking with Jed about the mask thing, and I'm like, mask, what's the big deal? You know, in America, everybody uses the mask as an excuse to control people, whether you want to wear the mask or not, whether other people want to wear the mask or not. Nobody makes it about what the issues actually are. The whole mask issue just kind of becomes this kind of scenery issue. It's not really that important. It's just in the background. And then all we're doing is fighting. It's just the masks have just, safety precautions have just become a way to control people. There's just too much drama from every angle. And it's like, can't everybody just chill the F out? On both sides of whatever issues. For crying out loud. Can't we have some people just be like, okay, I'll be calm, go along. For crying out loud, put the effing mask on. And for crying out loud, police, calm the F out. Chill out. I don't know. There was a video on Netflix, and I don't know what, I forget what it was called. But this, you had a black kid, and I think that he had this lovely, light skinned black girlfriend or something. And he's skinny, and he goes outside, and there's this cop that gets in an argument with him and kills him. And then he wakes up and does it all over again. And this cop outside just keeps killing him all these different ways. He keeps trying to stop it, a butterfly effect type of a thing. And it's like a cop killing the black guy is just, it's this bad dream that we keep waking up from, and it just never stops. It's kind of obviously what the symbolism of the video is, obviously. It's very, very, very well done. And it's like, they don't have that problem in Taiwan. And you know, cops in America have this massive attitude problem. America's troubles are attitude. It's all about attitude. It's massive, massive attitude. And it's everywhere. And whose fault is it? Maybe it's my own fault, as far as I'm concerned, because I got to be more awesome. Did we cover that yesterday? I mean, seriously, what's my problem? What's my solution to the problem of police violence in America? I need to be more awesome. I don't need to go out and lecture police. Now, I'll probably say something. There's an attitude problem. But what's going to fix it? I got to be more awesome. I got to work on myself. No, I said something recently. I said I was talking with the first witness, and I'm the second witness. I'm talking Revelation chapter 11. Someone finally got this on my YouTube channel. I don't know if you're still listening. Someone finally got this on the YouTube channel. They listened to the end of my 40-year-old virgin video. 33 people watched it, where I basically say that sex is the wedding, and it is binding for life. You break that relationship, ooh, heaven will come after you. Don't fear man. Don't fear lawyers. Fear what God and his angels are going to do to you if you break the promise you make by the act of having sex with someone. So we don't need the wedding. You have sex, you are married. So it's like, you know, we got to take this seriously, but what's the thing that actually matters? Is having this wedding ceremony going to protect us and make us happy? No, it's not going to help at all. You know, the wedding is not going to help make a marriage happy any more than going to Sunday morning every week is going to make people love Jesus more. It's almost completely unrelated. In fact, it's probably counterproductive. So it's like, all right, I do that in a video. I get done at the end and I say, Revelation chapter 11 has two witnesses. We know who one of them is. Second one never showed up. So I'm volunteering because I do have those abilities. I've been using them. So both of us. And it's like, wait a minute, wait, what? It's like nobody listens to what I'm saying. They don't get, it's like, do you understand what a claim that is? It's like, you know, are you aware of this? Like, okay, all right. I'm not going to tell you how big it is. You go figure it out yourself. But it's like, yep. You know, some people ask, who are they? Well, the first guy didn't sign up for it. I did. It was, you know the song 40 Brave Soldiers? It was a story. There were soldiers that loved Jesus, and the king or whatever decided that he didn't want anyone that was Christian, so he put them out on a lake to freeze, and they had a warm bathhouse. If anyone wanted to stop being a Christian or something, he could run off the lake and go into the warm bathhouse instead of freezing to death on the lake. Well, one guy ran into the inn, overwhelmed by the heat, he died. So one of the other soldiers, one of the guards, kept seeing these other 40 these 40 soldiers that were freezing to death. He ripped off his clothes to go join them because he had to insist that there would be 40. So my buddy comes out. He had strong calling from the Lord. So it was like, you're one of these witnesses and you've got to go say it. So he said it and the second one never showed up. So I'm like, okay, I'm volunteering. There's got to be two. So he didn't sign up for it. I did. And I think that somehow or another, we're supposed to do our best to solve the problem of police violence, international war, simply by talking. And we don't have to argue. You want to have a theological debate? You know the best theological debate in the Bible is the book of Job, where Job argues with a tornado. All right. You want to have a theological argument? We can supply one of those. I don't have to. I don't have to contend. So it's actually the reason why I'm considering getting involved with this lady, because that's actually the only person ever that I would have to contend with. Because you got to have someone that keeps you real. All right, so that's just, I mean, you know, without her, you know, God would find some other way. But it's like, yeah, I won't have to contend with anybody. But I'm supposed to be more awesome. So are you. You're a witness. Everyone has the power. The difference of the two witnesses is that they've got something to say. But all God's people have the same power as those two witnesses in Revelation 11. We all do.